Back with you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle with you until 10 o'clock. We'll take more of your calls coming up at the bottom of the hour. So if you're on hold, stay there. Or if you didn't get a chance to get in on the Falcons conversation, 404-726-0929. Looking forward to continuing to chat all things Dirty Birds with you. But right now we're going to head out to the West Coast. Some are calling it the Best Coast. We'll see if that's the case this weekend when the Falcons travel to Santa Clara to take on the 49ers, who are extremely banged up. And that's where we'll begin with our next guest. Make sure you check out the Candlestick Chronicles podcast. Kyle Madsen joins me now. Kyle, let's start there. It might be easier to say who's not playing than who is playing, but give me the list of the rundown right now. What's the injury situation with the Niners?
Oh, boy. All right. So I feel like I have this. I always feel like I have it memorized, and then more people get added. So that's cool. All right. So it looks like Brock Purdy might actually return this week. He was limited in practice today. It also sounds like George Kittle is trending towards returning this week, and that's a pretty significant deal. They have their starting right guard is banged up and may not play. It doesn't look like Ricky Pearsall is going to be back. I would assume Juwan Jennings plays, but I don't know if you've heard the clip of him last week. He's got a high ankle sprain, a low ankle sprain, 5 broken ribs, and his shoulders at 20%. So he's going to play. I don't know how effective he'll be. Fred Warner's obviously out for the year. Nick Bosa out for the year. Oof. It is, and that's just the big names. I'm not even talking about some of the lower tier guys.
Well, how do you explain? I mean, listen, I know the NFL's random and it's a violent sport, but how do you explain the snake bitten nature of this team that was a perennial Super Bowl contender over the last couple of years that just can't escape the injury bug? What's going on?
I think part of it might have to do with just how many games they have played. That might have something to do with it because, you know, they go to the Super Bowl in 2019. They're super banged up in 2020, but then they go back to the NFC title game in 21 and 22 and then to the Super Bowl in 2023. Maybe it's just that. It's additional wear and tear. Maybe it's the way they approach training camp. I know Kyle Shanahan has pretty tough training camps. Maybe it's that. But, like, the Nick Bosa injury, it's his third torn ACL since high school. Like, that, I mean, maybe that's just it. The Fred Warner injury, they only had 10 guys on the field for the play, which may have played a factor, but it's a freak injury where a player just kind of falls into his leg and his leg breaks, or his ankle dislocates, I should say. I think there's some randomness to it, but then I think with some of the other stuff, like Brock Purdy hurt his toe running out of bounds. Like, what a weird thing. But then I do think that there's something to it with the hamstrings and the calves and Christian McCaffrey's Achilles injury, where, like, maybe they could have handled that differently. Maybe there's a different way that could have gone that keeps those guys healthy for longer. But I think most of it comes down to what you said. It's just kind of randomness. It's the NFL. It's a rough sport, and the 49ers have just kind of been snake bitten.
Well, one guy that could step up is a guy that we're very familiar with here in Atlanta, and that's Mykel Williams. What have you seen from him so far, and do you feel like he has the upside to help fill in the gaps for some of those guys?
Mykel Williams is a really freaking good player, and that was pretty obvious. Coming out of Georgia, I mean, playing last year and being as effective as he was on a high ankle sprain was really impressive. But this year, you're seeing the growth, and this is what the 49ers are hoping for, where he might not be super effective week one or week two, but as the season goes on, you see that growth and you can see it. It's tangible, specifically as a run defender. He's been very, very good in that aspect. The pass rush is still coming around a little bit, but I think that was a more raw part of his game. The Niners defense badly needed help in their run defense, though, and Mykel Williams has provided that. He's been really good, come up with some splash plays. I think they're probably looking for some more consistency and certainly more from the pass rush, but he did get a sack last week. He's starting to show in that area. So a good start for him for sure. And I think he's only just scratching the surface.
Whether it's Mac Jones or Brock Purdy this weekend, is the game plan just give the ball to 23 and just say, dude, we need you to carry us? Or do they actually have other weapons, other guys that you mentioned from all the ones that are hurt that could step up in some of the lower tier?
So I'm going to give a weird answer here, if that's okay. I think it depends a little bit on if George Kittle plays, because George Kittle has often for Brock Purdy been that outlet where he will just lean on George Kittle for an explosive play or to get a big first down or whatever it is. And right now with how banged up their receiving core has been and with I think their wide receiver's inability to get open, Luke Farrell and Jake Tungus, their backup tight ends are not explosive in the passing game. I think getting George Kittle back will allow them to lean on Christian McCaffrey significantly less than they have been, where they've just needed to do anything to generate offense. And so I think a lot of it has just been, when in doubt, check it down to 23 and see if he can make a play. And that's fine for a couple of weeks. I just don't think that's tenable for 17 games if they want to make the postseason. So I think if George Kittle comes back, I think it takes a lot of the onus off of Christian McCaffrey. Kendrick Bourne has been a revelation the last couple of weeks. So I think if Kittle plays, I think there will still be a heavy workload for McCaffrey, but I think there will be plenty of touches to go around for Kittle and Jennings and Bourne as well.
Talking all things Falcons 49ers, Sunday night football coverage right here on 92.9 The Game, your home of the Falcons, talking with Kyle Madsen, Candlestick Chronicles podcast for all the 49ers insight before the game. Make sure you check out his work there. All right, so Kyle Shanahan, we know the deal. Do you feel like he's starting to get frustrated with the state of this team right now, or do you think he's looking at this more of a challenge to help boost his coaching resume?
I think frustrated is the wrong word. Maybe exasperated. Like, what the heck do I need to do to keep a team healthy? But I do think you talk about the challenge aspect. I think there's part of him that kind of enjoys that. Like, yeah, I can get 350 yards out of Mac Jones. Watch. I can beat the Rams in LA with a banged up Mac Jones and Kendrick Bourne and Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Jake Tungus. Yeah, watch this. Like, I think there's part of him that does enjoy that. That said, I don't think there's any part of him that prefers it that way. So I think exasperation is just kind of the thing. I think expectation setting and going from, okay, just try to make the playoffs this year, young team. And if guys improve throughout the year, then maybe you're looking Super Bowl to okay, they start 4-1. All right, hey, maybe you're looking like a Super Bowl team. And then to have Fred Warner go down, you lose to Tampa Bay, another very good team in the NFC. Now it's back to, okay, can you just make the playoffs? And I think the other part of it, sorry to cut you off just real quick. I think the other part of it is just not knowing week to week what his team is going to look like. I think there's part of that too, where when you talk about frustration, I think that's where the frustration might set in a little bit.
Do you think that when it comes down to it, the team ultimately looks at their run from that era from, let's say, 5-6 years ago as being over? Is this a new sort of set of eyes on the 49ers and their organization, or do you still feel like this is a carryover from that team? Because from the outside perspective, I'll say, Kyle, it does feel different now.
Yeah, the Super Bowl window is gone for me, for sure. I think if we talk out here, we talk about, like, what's the new core, right? Because it was Debo Samuel, and it was Jimmy Garoppolo, and it was George Kittle, and Fred Warner, and Nick Bosa. Like, that was the first, okay, well, now they're trying to transition to this new core around Ricky Pearsall and Brock Purdy, and Fred Warner and Nick Bosa are still going to be around. Trent Williams still going to be around, at least for this year and maybe next year. But I think they're trying to figure out what that new core is to see if they can reopen a Super Bowl window. But I think any visions of, like, this being a continuation, no, I think this offseason was a pretty clear sign they're resetting, where they let Talanoa Hufanga go, they let Dre Greenlaw go, they parted ways with a bunch of veterans, knowing that, okay, it's retooling time. It's not a full-blown rebuild, tear it down to the studs. We're going to win 4 games and try and have the number one pick. But it is a admission that, all right, they're not a couple of veterans away from being a Super Bowl team. They need to restock this roster with young talent because it was just bereft for a couple of years. Their 2022 draft outside of Purdy was a mess. Their 2023 draft was largely a mess. Like, they needed to get good young players in, and I think that was kind of their focus because they know they were probably not winning a title this year.
Do you believe there's any internal concern about Brock Purdy being injury prone?
No, I think if there was, I don't think they would have paid him. It is definitely it's a thing I brought up on my radio show. It's like even last year, he missed the season finale because he banged his elbow against the Lions in week 17, like just kind of weird freak things. I don't think it's anything internal with Brock Purdy specifically. I think they're pretty scarred from the Jimmy Garoppolo era where Jimmy Garoppolo had a bunch of injury issues. And I think you're going to see the Niners probably invest pretty heavily in a QB2 for as long as Brock Purdy is there. But I don't know if that's a Brock Purdy specific thing or just a value of a quality backup quarterback thing.
Before I let you go, how do you view this matchup?
It's funny. This is before the year people go, oh, it's such an easy schedule for the Niners. They got the NFC South, outside of the Buccaneers, that's not a good division. And the AFC South, the NFC South is pretty dang good. And the AFC South, the Jags and the Colts look pretty dang good. And Houston might be good. The Giants, who they play, are trending the right way. I think Atlanta's very good, man. What they've done to turn their defense around, Jeff Ulbrich's done such a great job. I like Michael Penix a lot. Bijan Robinson's awesome. I don't know how the 49ers in their current state keep up with the Falcons. I think maybe they score a little bit if they get some guys back, even though Atlanta's defense is very good. No disrespect there, but I don't know how the Niners stop Atlanta offensively. Like Bijan Robinson to me is going to have 250 yards and 3 touchdowns. Like I don't know how they stop Bijan. I don't know how they cover Drake London if Atlanta starts moving him around away from DeAndre on the north side. I don't know how they rush Michael Penix and affect him. I think the Falcons are going to kind of do what they want offensively, and the Niners, even if they put together a couple of good drives, I don't know how they win a shootout.
Well, that would top his 238 scrimmage yard performance from last week. So we'll see if that happens. Kyle, appreciate it. Enjoy the game on Sunday night.
You got it. You too, buddy.
All right. That is Kyle Madsen of the Candlestick Chronicles podcast. Good stuff. 250. How about that? Yeah, I actually think he's going to do better than he did against the Buffalo Bills, if that's humanly possible. Yeah, that would be something else. All right. Good stuff there. Back to you on the phones, 404-726-0929. You just heard the San Francisco 49ers perspective. Does that change your mind at all? Are the Falcons a legit playoff contender right now? Yes, they're ready, or no, you need to see more. We'll also let you hear from Raheem Morris. All that and more coming up on a jam-packed Chris Thomas Tonight with you till 10 o'clock.